ain't the kind to wear a tie. Button up from 9 to 5. I tried that life but said goodbye. Simply unprofessional. Simply unprofessional. Good evening, everybody. Welcome back to another episode of Simply Unprofessional. I'm your host, Webby. Join me tonight, my awesome co-host, Devin. Devin, how you doing?
Awesome.
Don't lie to us. We're both doing very blah right now.
Listen, we're
putting on an act for you guys, the listeners.
I'm putting on an act.
You know, but I'm peeling that mask back. I'm peeling it away, Devin. I don't want to lie to the listeners anymore.
I'm going to get this out of the way right now. One, she won't hear it. Two, it'll be a day late. But three, happy birthday, B.
That's right. Happy birthday, B. I wish her a happy birthday in her stream earlier. But, yeah, she doesn't listen to this, so it doesn't matter.
Exactly. I'm just getting it out of the way so nobody can say I didn't.
That's true. If anybody's like, oh, well, Devin didn't.
If anybody's like, Devin didn't tell B happy birthday, I'd be like, go listen to SU and give us views.
Yeah, exactly. Go give us those downloads. We have audio proof that you did. Yeah, so I don't know. I don't know. I'm just tired today.
Dude, today has kind of beat me down in like a variety of ways. But I like it. It's weird because I wouldn't call it a bad day. It was just like a lot, but it wasn't a bad day.
Yeah, and I mean, I wouldn't even call mine like a lot. It's just, I guess mine was just aggravating. So like, all right, I've been doing a lot of driving for my work lately. Whether it be, you know, running errands somewhere or being a chase vehicle for, you know, because it's a trucking company. And if when you have oversized loads, you have to have a vehicle behind you with banners and lights and stuff. And
I had, Webby's lying. I actually, people, he's actually trying out for Ice Road Truckers. He's just yeah. practice time.
Yeah. but like, I've always been the kind of guy where like, ever since, like, I've been driving just in, like, vehicles and stuff in my yard since I was a kid. But, like, when I turned 16, I was that person where I didn't care. Like, I hate driving. I just really do.
I'm with you 100%.
Like, if I have to drive, I don't just go out for a drive. It's, okay, I have a destination, point A to point B. You know, if I have several errands to run, I pretty much map out my route and then come back home. Just do as little driving as possible.
Pretty much. Like, and this is the thing. Like, I like driving, but I hate driving. If that makes sense. I hate suburban driving. Like, if I'm driving, like, you know, like, on the highway, like, going somewhere.
Yeah.
Like, I'm fine with that. Like, no, see, I can get on a highway and just do highway driving.
I hate highway driving more than I do, like, back roads driving, I think.
I could do like country, like I could do country back road driving. I could do highway driving. I fucking hate inner city driving.
I
hate it so much.
I
hate it so much.
You know what I think it really boils down to?
With a fucking tire iron.
I don't, Devin. I'm gonna peel back the curtain a little farther, and I'm gonna give us, you know, both realization here. I don't think it's the fact that we hate driving. I think it's the fact that we hate people. We hate other people.
Right. You're probably right. I mean, you're not wrong in that scenario. I'd drink to that.
So like today, okay. So last week, in case my coworkers, I do have a couple coworkers who showed interest in this podcast and might actually listen. But last week I had to drive down to Western Mass. Okay. And it's not a super long drive, but it's like an hour, 45-minute drive one way. So you're looking.
Sorry to interrupt you, but I thought you were going to be like, it's not a super shitty place. It's just.
No, I mean.
That's what I thought you were going to say for a second. I'm like,
all of Mass is, I feel, I don't know, I'm not a big fan of Mass. But no, it's like an hour, 45 minutes one way. So you're looking at, you know, a little over between three and a half hour drive, depending on traffic. Okay. So last week I drove down to Western Mass. I was bringing a driver down there to pick up a truck that the owner had bought at like an online auction. We get down there, the truck's not there. So we drive all the way back. That was, you know, half a day wasted and a drive for no reason. Today,
why was the truck not there?
It wasn't there because it had to go through a couple other different places before it would get dropped off there.
Nobody verified that?
Exactly. I know. Anyway, today we get down there. We know the truck's there now. So I drive the same driver down there today. We get there. The truck doesn't start. It's not so much that the battery's dead, because the battery had charged. Just it wouldn't turn over. It is a diesel truck. It's been sitting out in the cold. You know, one reason or another, it just wouldn't start. And the driver's like, I'm not a mechanic. I'm not dealing with this. So we called the company. The company said, well, we're going to get it towed. And so essentially, we drove down there a second time for no reason. I've had to make two trips up to Portland, Maine so far, which... That's an easy-ish drive, but I don't know. Being a chase vehicle, I always feel kind of nervous, even though I'm literally all I have to do is pretty much follow a tractor trailer truck. I found out that I get to do that again tomorrow.
Yay!
And then on Monday, I get to do it twice.
Yay!
So you're looking at.
Wait, is it like going and then back? You're doing it, or are you doing it going and then got to come back and then going again?
Yeah, Monday. Monday, I'm going in early. I'm meeting up with the driver. We're driving up to Portland with the load. He's getting unloaded. We're driving back with the trailer, getting loaded again, and then driving back to Portland again.
Oh, that
and then
sucks. Driving back. I wish he was taking a load from Portland down to...
Yeah, you know, that's not the way that's working.
That'd be better.
Yeah, that'd no. Be better. It's going to be like six hours just sitting in a vehicle by myself. And I can't even listen to the radio because I have to have the CB on in case he needs me to do something. Which he hardly ever does, but if he does need to communicate with me, I need to be able to hear him, so I can't even have the radio.
You could probably like take your phone and like, have like a podcast and then go in like softly next to you.
Or I mean, hey, you know what? I might even go the extra mile, take my phone out, throw it on record, and record an SU. Be like, this is my life. I hate my life. Someone kill me now.
Webby just sends me this audio file. At the end of the audio file, it's just I'm like, all right, I'm signing off. Just drive off a cliff. Like,
you, just, it, you hear some skid marks and stuff, a vehicle crash.
God damn it, Webby. shit.
You hear some like angry, distressed driver yelling and screaming. And then you just hear me go, fuck, it didn't end. All right, the other thing I wanted to talk about before we move on, because I know you have something that we just very vaguely pulled up, is I've already kind of put my support behind this DC project, but I wanted to mention it in a little bit more detail. The Harley Quinn, the animated series.
It's so good.
It is very good. I highly recommend it to anybody who enjoys DC Comics and who is a fan of Harley Quinn.
Unless you're under the age of 18. In which case, I don't recommend it.
Nah, you know what? I don't care. If you're under 18, it's still a great show.
Great show. I mean, sneak and watch it, but you didn't hear it from us.
You heard it from me. I'll be the bad influence. I don't care.
Our lawyer said shut the fuck up.
Okay, I can't say anything further about this. Apparently, our lawyer stepped in.
Our official SU lawyers. I defer to them. Shut the fuck up. All right.
So I have a very, 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 without ruining anything, an extremely brief rundown of essentially the Harley Quinn show as of right now, like episode by episode. Let me ask you this, Devin, since you've watched the whole thing. First off, let me ask you that. Have you finished watching The Witcher yet?
I mean... No.
No. Okay. You need to get on that so we can do the SU on The Witcher.
I know. Like, literally, it's like, I think I have like two episodes left. And I just like, for whatever reason, every time I sit down to watch it, I'm just like, I'm never in the mood.
We'll watch it together.
I'm just never in the mood. Like, I don't watch it. I'm like, all right, I'm let's do this. And it's just like,
we're going to watch it together. I'll force you to watch it.
All right. I'll find some time somewhere, maybe.
Okay. Probably. All right. I forgot what I was. Oh, yeah. Let me ask you this. Since you've watched all the episodes of this so far, who besides Harley, who's your favorite character in this?
I mean, it's probably Ivy.
Okay.
I love Ivy.
Second question.
So good.
Who's your favorite character that's part of her squad now? You can't choose Ivy. Oh. Spoiler.
I won't pick Ivy. I won't pick Ivy. What's his name? The little short dude.
Oh, Dr. Psycho.
Yeah, Dr. Psycho.
Yeah. I'm going to completely spoilers a little bit. It's really not that big of a thing, but it is funny when it happens. So if you don't want to hear what happens to Dr. Psycho here in a second, just skip forward about 3 minutes. I love the fact that Dr. Psycho was a member of the Legion of Doom, got kicked out for calling the Wonder Woman a cunt. And it was just like, oh, super bad publicity that he would say that word. And then he just keeps saying it. Yeah, and it's like, you gotta really like calm down. And like even Harley didn't want him on her team because of that, but decided to take him in.
It happens. What are you gonna do?
Yeah, I mean, listen to the Australians. The Australians call people that all the time. It's a term of endearment, I think. Probably not, but hey, it's more commonplace there. So. Episode one, how many episodes are there actually? I think there's like eight
or nine around there, or nine's coming this week, so eight.
Yeah, okay. Well, I only have up to the sixth episode, but I've seen all the other ones. It's just this particular website only goes up to the sixth. The first episode's called Till Death Do Us Part. It's essentially where Harley breaks out on her own, essentially. She separates herself from the Joker and becomes her own entity. Phenomenal episode. I tried getting Donnie to watch this. I told him, just watch the first minute. Within the first minute, there was F-bombs being thrown. Someone's leg got broken. You could see bones sticking out. It's very graphic, not meant for children. Episode two called A High Bar.
Hey, Webb, keep talking about it.
I will. Harley's determined just to become part of the Legion of Doom. So that's essentially throughout the series, that's her big goal, is to join the Legion of Doom. But to do so, because people only really knew her as the Joker's girlfriend. Now that she's her own person, she separated herself from the Joker. She wants people to recognize her for her talents and for who she is. So she wants to catch the eye of the Legion of Doom. Episode three is called So You Need a Crew. Harley, also voiced by Kaylee Cuoco, so great actress. She goes through the process of trying to find a crew, because every supervillain has a crew. Now, a lot of other supervillains have crews of, like, flunkies. Hers, she's actually trying to recruit other supervillains. She ends up getting people like Dr. Psycho, Clayface. I think those are the only two at first. And then she ends up recruiting one or two more afterwards. Episode four, Finding Mr. Right. She is told, or she believes that every supervillain needs a nemesis. So then she goes on the hunt for a nemesis. She tries to find herself somebody high class, you know, high star. She ends up getting Robin, and everybody thinks it's adorable, and Harley gets really pissed off, and she might beat up a kid. Who knows? But that episode has a pretty good ending. So, again, I'm trying not to spoil too much of the show. I'm just giving you a kind of a brief description and rundown of the episodes, but very, very much worth a watch. Episode 5, being Harley Quinn. So Harley has essentially a breakdown of sorts. And the crew, along with Ivy, with the help of Dr. Psycho, has to put themselves into Harley's brain and run around her subconscious, which anyone who knows Harley Quinn, she's insane. So you can kind of guess where that goes. The best part about, I think the funniest part about this episode is while they're all essentially comatose, because while they're in Harley's brain, they're all just kind of bodies on a floor. The apartment owner gets some help and tries to dispose of their bodies. So, episode 6 is Your Damn Good Cop, Jim Gordon. So, essentially, they go on a heist. Clayface loses his hand, who is sentient. And not just like Clayface, it's, you know, it's its own entity, apparently. Almost like a child. And Batman has an argument with Jim Gordon, which leaves Jim Gordon really depressed. So he bonds with Clayface's hand. And they become friends. And then there's a... I don't even know how to describe that episode. It's messed up. The whole show really is. And I don't think Devin's back yet either. That's also really messed up. Let's see. The official synopsis of the show reads, the adult animated comedy series follows Harley's adventures where alongside ragtag crew of DC castoffs, she tries to earn a seat at the biggest table in villainy, the Legion of Doom. The strong voice cast for Harley Quinn also includes comedic talents such as Lake Bell, Alan Tudyk, Ron Funches, J.B. Smoove, Jason Alexander, Wanda Sykes, Giancarlo Esposito, Natalie Morales, Jim Rash, Diedrich Bader, Tony Hale, Chris Meloni, and that's it. Who they play? I mean, some of those voices are pretty spot on, but I don't know who some of those play. In fact, you know what? IMDb would know.
What do you want to know?
Who some of these people, some of these actors voice in the Harley Quinn?
Oh, yeah, I'll be an IMDb question for sure.
So, Kaley Cuoco voices Harley Quinn. Lake Bell is Poison Ivy. Alan Tudyk is Clayface. Tony Hale is Dr. Psycho. Ron Funches is King Shark. My man. I love King Shark. Matt Oberg is Kite Man. Goddamn Kite Man. Jason Alexander is Cyborgman. J.B. Smoove is Frank the Plant. Diedrich Bader is Batman. Who doesn't really show up very often. Couple episodes. Let's see. Phil Lamar is the... Oh, he just plays a banker. Jim Rash is the Riddler. James Adamain is Bane. Wanda Sykes is the Queen of Fables. My God.
That I knew.
Yeah, that's a very obvious one, because Wanda Sykes has one of those voices, it's unmistakable. Dude, Queen of Fables? Fucked up.
She is.
Like,
I love Wanda Sykes, honey.
Fucked up to the point where even Harley thinks she's fucked up. So, so that's this, pretty much the synopsis of episodes 1 through 6. You guys can either watch that on the DC Network, or if you're thrifty enough, you can find it elsewhere. not saying where. But yeah, great show. Highly recommended by both of us.
Yes.
One other thing I wanted to say before we move on to your what is it, shower questions or shower thoughts?
Shower thoughts
for today. Is Wednesdays. John over on his Twitch channel at twitch.tv/linsteaddm, I think. He's been doing this thing where he plays it's WWE 2K19. And he's made a bunch of us, and he just essentially sets the matches up and lets the AI duke it out, and me and him commentate on it. This past Wednesday was our Royal Rumble. This video is going to be released on YouTube, I think, on Monday. If not, you might be able to go to his Twitch channel and see the VOD of it. I'm not sure how long they stay up on his Twitch. Man, it was a rough night for my character, I will say. I was in three different matches. Our stable has grown.
You won the Royal Rumble.
What's that?
You won the Royal Rumble.
Yeah, I know. It was rough up until that point. Kurt was doing some serious trash talk. That's all I gotta say in the chat. Me and him, we started a rivalry just in the chat. Between us, it all started with
dude in the bunny mask.
Okay, hold on. Let me open up. I'm gonna tell you who people are.
Who's the dude in the bunny mask?
Do they have overalls?
Yes,
that's B.
Okay. Okay. I'm guessing the girl Samara.
The which one?
Maybe. Bunny blue hair with no, the that's, eyeshadow. Who's
that's,
that?
That's Phoenix.
Okay. Because I know.
They have different looks. Those are when he had the 2K16 game. He's remade everybody in the 2K19.
Is that Cat?
That's Cat. So far, the roster consists of 21 superstars so far. And maybe you can even help think of. I'm gonna send you a more updated picture, Devin.
What I need to do is 2K. This is 16.
No, he updated to 19.
19? Okay.
Here's the new updated one.
I need to buy 2K19 specifically so I can make myself specifically so I can look better than that. Donnie looks amazing.
Donnie with a cowboy hat. I don't even know. Okay, so the roster consists so far. We have Astonis. Not even Anthony. I gave him shit for that, but Astonis, who's actually, he looks pretty dope. Austin, who you can't tell by that picture, but he's the horse man, and he comes down with a horse head on. His entrance actually pretty good. It's like it goes black and white and it becomes like old timey Western.
I want to have to buy 2K19, make myself, and then be like, here, John, here's the file for everything you need of me.
Yeah, because you don't like my moveset. You don't like yourself in this, do you, based off that picture?
No.
Yeah, me neither, but I couldn't pinpoint it. We made him put glasses on you.
Especially because I have made myself in WWE before.
Yeah.
And it was flawless. Flawless.
Let me ask you this. I'm gonna go through this roster. I want you to tell me, based off that picture I just sent you, how you feel about it. Okay. So Astonis.
I feel
General Luchador, you can't really tell by that picture. Came out pretty good. I'll give you that. Austin, what do you think about Austin's?
I mean, I'm fine with it.
Okay. Avalos.
I mean, I know it's better than the one it was before, so he's happy-ish, maybe?
Maybe. Then we have B with her crown of thorns.
I'm fine with that.
Then we have Brampton Brawler, who's John.
Okay.
And then we have Cat 50,000.
The greatest.
She does not wrestle with the cat mask on.
She totally should.
But she does have a luchador mask on underneath it that does have like fur on the side, so it looks pretty good. Then we have Chris Quigley.
That one. One of the better looking ones, I'm not going to lie, because if Chris was going to come in the ring,
yeah,
100%. Dude,
when he comes to the ring without that bowler's cap, he literally looks like a poker dealer. Like, like one that you would find on an old riverboat.
I'm fine with this.
Then we get Confessor X, who comes out. He's the jester. He comes out in the jester outfit with the jester hat. Then we have Dave, Darth Davin. He's a beast in that game, but he got eliminated so fast in the Royal Rumble. Like, I felt so bad for him. He was the second man in, first man out.
That's how it usually goes, though.
Kurt was the first man in, and he lasted all the way up to, like,
yeah, that's how it usually goes. Like, one of them usually lasts a while, and then, it, you know, one of the two either goes out really early, and another lasts a while. I definitely need to...
Then we have you, which I tried telling John, it's somewhere in the face. I don't like it.
I made him put glasses on you. I wish I could find...
The thing is, you're not going to be able to send him...
No, I can't. 100%. You just upload it to the online creator thing.
I don't think that still works now that 20 is out, though.
It should. For sure should.
All right.
I mean, even if not, I can sit there. I can make myself and sit there with John on a call and be like, all right, John, this slider to 22.
That's what I did during the 2K16 when he had me before.
You know, I'm going to fix
it. It was insane. I looked like a weird young diesel.
I mean, I don't hate it, but I'm also sure he doesn't have my finishing move, the move that I would want it to be.
Probably so not. Okay. And your entrance, dude, I don't know what is up with your entrance attire, but you look like... This is going to sound racist, but you look like Arabian or some shit. I don't know. I don't really care for it.
We're going to go with it.
And he put boots on you now, so you're no longer like the martial artsy.
Yeah, I got to fix this. I'm fine with the like boots. Like, I'm cool with that. I got this.
I will say,
I don't know when we have the money. But listen, I'll probably have it around my birthday.
I would honestly just sit there and say, John, get on a call with me. We're fixing me until happy.
I actually like the WWE games anyway, so I mean, it wouldn't be a bad thing to buy them because I actually enjoy playing them. I would just stream because I can.
I will say, going through, Austin is one half of a tag team called the Kentucky Derby, with Donnie's the other half. I told John, I was like, you should just call them the Derby because that's what they call it down there. And then John's like, yeah, but it's in Kentucky and no one will know they're from Kentucky. I was like, that's where the place signals, place signs are from, where it says, oh, so-and-so from somewhere, you know, someplace. That's where that's for. Then you can say, oh, they're from Kentucky.
I mean, I was going to say you could have Austin and Donnie be a part of this. Be a part of something called like the stable, because since Austin loves his horses, and we can just subtly allude to the fact that they're male strippers.
Well, yeah. B is one half of the British Union tag team. Her tag team partner is Phoenix.
Okay, I'm watching a match with them right now. I don't know who they're fighting.
John is one half of the tag team called the Hosers. They come out in Canadian hockey jerseys. I'll give you one guess as to who his tag team partner is.
Tamara.
They're
not winning a lot of titles, are they?
Dave. They're the current tag champs.
They beat us?
Yeah.
Oh, no. See.
That's why I said I had a rough night last night. I got pinned in a triple threat match for a title. And in the triple threat tornado tag, Tamara made me tap out.
Oh no.
Yeah, which is some fucked up shit.
Right?
Dave and Sabrina.
All the mistakes were made last night.
Dave and Sabrina are the Midnight Thoughts tag team. Yeah. Kat and Professor Fox.
Okay, you said Midnight Thoughts. I thought you said Midnight Thoughts, and I was like, okay.
Midnight Thoughts.
No, they said Thoughts.
I don't understand what you're saying.
That's fine. I'll take it.
It's their podcast thing.
I know. Okay. I know what it is. Yeah.
Kat and Fox are a tag team called the Cosplay Warriors.
Damn, it should be called the Safari.
You and me are obviously the unprofessionals. We just earned, we just gained a new stable mate. Ross joined our stable as of last night.
Dope. Is he like our, is he like our Spike Dudley?
Ross is so far undefeated.
Nice.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm trying to think, did Spike lose a lot of matches? Like,
yes.
I always felt like he like, got his ass kicked.
Spike,
I knew he always had his ass kicked.
He was very scrappy.
Indy always came through.
Nah, not always. currently, I'm trying to get John to bring Edquist into the unprofessionals too, so we can be essentially the like the four, the unprofessional four horsemen. But currently, I guess Rob and Goose are a tag team. They're the Robs. And I was like, nah, fuck that. Break them up.
Yeah,
but moving on to the roster real quick.
Which, I don't know if you listen to this when you upload this to YouTube, but yeah, man, you need to workshop that name. That name needs to, you know, that name needs to get Cisco'd a little bit more.
So after you, we have Donnie, who is like just essentially dressed like a cowboy. It's strange. Then we have M, who looks like a the like a weird blue Power Ranger slash S.H.I.E.L.D. agent. I don't know.
Hey.
It's
her lifelong dream to be a weird blue Power Ranger slash S.H.I.E.L.D. baby.
Yeah, I guess so. And then we have Ember. We have Goose. We have Kurt, who looks, I mean, to me, nothing like Kurt. But hey, it's a game. I guess people can live out their dreams however they want. Then we have Phoenix, Professor Fox, Ross Boyd, the pirate. We have Sabrina, Tamara, and then myself. So far, that's the lineup. If you have any thoughts on who John should add in to this federation, I
mean, 100%. If I think of something, I will let you guys know.
Yeah.
But no, I definitely need to buy the get this game.
There
are a couple of wrongs. I feel like I need to correct.
So currently, as of right now, spoilers for those of you who have not watched the pay-per-view or are waiting for it to come out on Monday for whatever reason. So Ross's first match, a couple weeks, he debuted 2 weeks ago. He fought Avalos, who's the champ. Avalos is the champ, reigning champ still of this federation. He fought Avalos, his debut match, non-title match, beat Avalos. Last night, he fought Kurt. Knocked Kurt silly outside the ring. Fought him out there until, like, the 8 count. And then kicked him down, ran into the ring, and Kurt got counted out.
Oh, that was episode 2. This is episode 2. I'm looking through, I'm like, I don't see myself here. That's episode 2. I must not have been in episode 2. Or no, or was that me in the green? Was that me in the green and black trunks?
Yeah, probably.
Okay, yeah, it's me and you with the green and black trunks. I see it.
Yeah.
John, we gotta talk.
Yeah. So Ross is currently undefeated.
Yeah, I know what I'm asking for my birthday for.
So at the pay-per-view, again, there was the triple threat tag team match where I let you down. I tapped.
You can't let me down.
I am saying that I think we should get a rematch at probably the next pay-per-view because I'm not allowed to be in the main event at the next pay-per-view because I won the Royal Rumble. Because the next one's the Elimination Chamber.
Yep.
Did
you also lose in episode 2 to like somebody's backbreaker? Or did you kick it? No, you kicked out of that.
Yeah, I don't remember. Me and Austin, we have a rivalry going on right now because he used my own finishing move against me. I did lose in the triple threat match for the Triple Crown Championship. But then, like you said, the Royal Rumble match itself, I came in at like number 18 or 19. You came in just before me, like one or two people before me. I cleaned out, dude. I threw out so many people. Like, I came in like a fucking tornado.
I survived, but I do.
I think you eliminated a couple people. I powerbombed Chris out of the ring.
Here it is. I can see it.
There's
a ladder match.
It came down to the last three contenders was me, you, and Donnie.
There was a ladder match for the...
That was for the Triple Crown Championship, I believe.
And some guy in all blue won it.
Blue t-shirt?
Like blue tights and blue pants. Maybe a blue t-shirt, too.
Yeah, I don't remember.
All right, let's see what we got.
If he has a clown on his shirt, that was Avalos at the time.
I see my entrance attire, John.
What, of the two, what is, of, is it the 2K19 one, though?
Yeah, it's 2K19, where I'm in, like, the all green.
Yeah, and you got, like, the green face, like scarf the over black, your face.
I look like a fucked up version of Reptile from Mortal Kombat.
No.
Yeah.
Are you sure that's 2K19?
Yeah, I'm
we've only done sure one. We've only done one episode with 2K19.
I watched the one from yesterday, so yes.
Oh, all right. Well, see, I was thinking you looked more like a weird, like green Sabu.
I mean that too, but it, I mean, yeah.
So, yeah, I don't
and
know.
And he's got me in tights too.
Yeah.
Is that me?
Yeah.
Okay. All right, John. I don't mind tights, but.
I feel like
it clashes with the team.
It does, and I at least convinced him to throw the Simply Unprofessional logo on your leg.
I know, I see that, but I feel like
it's fine. I don't like the shirt that he has me wearing, but otherwise I overall like the character he made me. So but yeah, so the Royal Rumble match came down to me, you, and Donnie. And then me and you essentially eliminated Donnie, and it came down to me and you. And it was as simple as you went to go punch me, I blocked, I Irish whipped you into the turnbuckle, and while you were in the turnbuckle, I clotheslined you over the top rope. And the whole time I was commentating, I was like, I'm rooting for Devin on this. And then that happened. And as soon as that happened, John's like, oh, you won. I was like, Devin, let me. I'm convinced Devin let me win.
Nope.
So I will be moving on to our version of the WrestleMania match to fight whatever champion comes out of the Elimination Chamber. Avalos will be part of the Elimination Chamber. And if he holds on to his title, it'll be me versus Avalos. Otherwise, it's going to be me versus whoever wins the title from him.
Somebody got some color. I see this. Somebody got some color in the Royal Rumble. I don't know who it was. I think you got color on Chris.
What do you mean?
I get color on somebody.
You mean busting them open?
Yeah.
Yeah. A couple people got busted open throughout the night. Or you mean in the Royal Rumble match itself?
In the actual Royal Rumble. In the actual Royal Rumble event.
I'm not sure.
I'm kind of perusing it now.
So,
and John,
but are, yeah, so that is a Wednesday.
You did a number on me, John.
That is a Wednesday
it,
evening
I don't
stream.
I appreciate the effort.
Wednesdays at 9 Eastern on John's Twitch channel is when we do that. You guys should definitely come out, take a gander. If not, at least go and watch the YouTube videos once those get released. It's oddly fun watching AI beat the snot out of each other and not knowing right. Who's going to win.
And honestly, this is a lot of fun. So you at some point you may see me just streaming a 2K19 or I may just get 2K20 depending on whenever I feel like it.
Oh, for I'm sure.
Streaming for fun. Cause it's super fun. I have one, I think I have 2K18 or 17 already, but I mean, I may grab 2K19 or 2K20.
Yeah.
I mean, I have some money coming down the pipeline here.
I forget which one I have. I have two of them. I know I have 2K16.
I have the same one you have.
I have 2K16 and I have 2K18.
I'll tell you what I have. WWE. I have 16. I have 16 already, but I'm definitely gonna. 16 was really good on the console. It was really bad on the computer, the PC.
Yeah. So with all that being said, Devin, you had some, what are they calling it, shower thoughts. These are apparently thoughts that you would randomly have.
2K20 is ass. So 2K19.
That's why John got 19.
Yeah, no, 60 bucks.
They're all the same.
No, I'm saying 2K19 is $59.99. 2K20 is $19.79.
Oh, is it on sale?
Not on sale.
Oh.
Well, okay, it is on sale. It is technically on the 27th, it ends on the 27th, but I'm just laughing like Jesus Christ.
Yeah, well, 2K, I know John looked into terrible. It. 2K20 was
yeah, 2K20 is ass. Like yeah. All reviews are just ass. Like I know it's ass.
Yeah,
19's way better. I know for a fact it's way better. That's why it's not on sale. But yeah. I mean, yeah, I may have to invest in that at some point.
So why don't we go through a few shower thoughts, and then we'll end the episode.
Sure. All right, let me see.
This was literally just pretty much an episode of us shooting the shit, so.
I mean, and not all shower thoughts are, like, comical. Some of them are just, like, thought-provoking. I'm joking. Like, this is more comical, but in the Toy Story universe, sex dolls are alive.
Yeah, you're not wrong.
At least when you leave the room, when nobody's around.
Yeah, when no one's around, which means they're alive all the time, but they just play dead when you're there, which makes it weirder.
Weirder? Yeah, it does. Is it necrophilia then?
No, because they're alive.
They're alive, but they're playing dead. But
it's strange.
But you think they're not alive while you're doing it.
Well, that's because you think it's just a toy. Either way, yeah. Not necrophilia.
D&D is in fact the perfect game for blind people.
Why?
No joke, because it is a game you technically don't actually need really to see much of anything to actually really do. Your DM kind of weaves the story for you. You can.
It is very vocal. I give you that.
Very vocal. But and I mean, you can work your way around like miniatures and maps. If you come to the situation where you need to, you can work your way around that.
Yeah, like, and I mean, your character like, sheet you could put in Braille, I suppose. But like, Braille, what about rolling dice?
You roll the dice, and your team. You're not playing by yourself. Your party tells you what you got.
What if you're playing? What if you're playing with a party of blind people?
They have Braille dice.
That's fucked up.
They actually do.
How is that really even then? I don't understand how that would roll evenly. I guess you could always get
I'm
like a program.
I'm assuming it's slightly less ideal.
You could always get a program where it would like automatically roll and vocally tell you what you rolled.
I mean, that is also very easily true too. But yeah. And then somebody wrote, so of course somebody wrote the joke based on what you just said. They were like, so what did I roll? And this was like another one, unfortunately. It's like, damn, that's like the 19th one in a row. Yeah dude, sucks. That's probably the second unluckiest thing that's happened to you.
That's fucked up. I get that joke because the first one is the blindness. I don't know why that's so funny to me. That's very harsh. I'm sorry. Shouldn't laugh.
But every D&D group gives each other shit.
True.
I mean, to be fair, could you imagine one of our podcasts if just we all behaved the whole episode?
I wouldn't know what to do. And that's
one, I wouldn't know what to do, too. I don't think the episodes would actually be that long.
You guys would get things done a lot faster.
Yeah, I mean, we would have finished the campaign by now. We'd be level 20 by now.
Yeah. All right, next shower thought.
Let's see. That's not true.
You did tell me one earlier about if you cut off your thumb.
Oh yeah, if your thumb is chopped off, you also lose your middle finger.
Yep. Wrap your minds around that one, folks. And I don't want to hear a bunch of fucking comments or messages about, oh, your thumb's not technically a finger. I already brought that shit up.
Hey, listen, everybody out there who has really shitty handwriting, I got you. Because if your handwriting's bad enough, you're basically ambidextrous.
Yeah, because my handwriting is shit with my left hand.
Right, but if your handwriting is also shit with your right hand, then it's no difference.
True.
And so, I mean, you're good. Here's a thought for you. There must be gallons of saliva traveling through the postal system at any given moment.
Unless you use like those sticky, like the wet.
Oh, I am not using like those stupid like dot thing. Fuck that. No, yeah. Like those like, no, ew, no. I hate those things.
Well, I mean, if you have to seal 100, you know, hundreds of envelopes.
You don't want chafing tongue, because that's just weird.
All right.
If you charge your phone in your car, your phone is technically gas powered.
No, it's not, because you can charge a phone in a car that's not on.
True. You're right.
It still charges by the battery.
True.
Boom.
Until the battery dies. Yes, until the battery dies.
Yeah, but then if the battery dies, you can't start the car anyway, so it doesn't matter if it has gas in it.
True story.
So, boom, shower thought disproven. Boom.
Yep. I mean, they're all right. This one's not wrong, though. All numbers are closer to zero than they are to infinity.
Okay. True, because infinity is not an actual number.
You're right.
Like, it's not in a sequence of numbers.
You're right, right, right.
So, yeah, you're not incorrect on that.
You're not incorrect on that one, yep. One of my favorite ones, personally, no one in history has ever saved anyone's life. You've only prolonged their death.
True. Okay, I'll give you that in real life, obviously. Not like our villain that we made up. He's immortal. But, yeah, man, we're dying every day.
Yeah. We die every day.
You know what? I like that one. God damn it. You got me.
You'll like this one too.
You got the tater.
It's technically an unlimited wood source.
Only if you make them lie. And how do you know that once you cut it off, it'll continue to grow?
Because then that would ruin Pinocchio. He would just get his nose to like a normal length and just chop his nose off. And then he's like, I'm good. Now my nose will never grow again. I can lie all I want.
Okay.
You know what? If you want to be a great liar in life, start off being a really shitty liar. Like, have a bunch of tells, but then get over your tell. But don't tell anyone you ever got over your tell.
Exactly.
So then you can tell the truth or lie as much as you want and just use your tell to throw people off.
Yep.
It's pretty great. Just throwing that out there, people. Viagra is technically a hard pill to swallow.
Well, that seems like more of a joke than anything.
I mean,
technically it is a solid pill. So a solid would be hard. Unless it's in one of those little capsule thingies, like the time release capsules that are like gel coated.
Yeah.
Cause then they're not hard.
You're right. They're mildly, it's a mildly flaccid pill.
Well. I don't like where this is going.
Oh, shit. I sometimes wonder if the CEOs of Coca-Cola and Mentos are friends in real life.
Yeah. I'm going to start thinking that all the time now. I didn't really put two and two together.
Oh, shit. UFOs may actually be tourists carrying cruise ships from the future?
Okay. But, I don't want to think about it. My nose is
Webby, this one, I don't Webby, think this about time you. Travel. This one's for you, okay? Ready? If premarital sex is a sin and all dogs go to heaven, then doing it doggy style is a loophole.
Hold up. Premarital sex is a sin. Hold on, repeat that one.
If premarital sex is a sin and all dogs go to heaven, then doing it doggy style is a loophole.
Yes. 100% correct.
There you go. Also, too, if you draw a chameleon, you don't need to color it.
What? Well, if you draw fair, because if you're drawing it on paper, it's going to adapt to the paper color, I suppose. Fuck, why? All these things are making me think now. I don't like it. Too much thought.
That's the whole point of shower thoughts. Like, it's just like these little thought processes. You're like,
well, I think we should say, I want you to bookmark this thread. Is that dude, what you I'm call these?
Every day.
Is that what you call these day. Threads? You call them threads? Yeah. I want you to bookmark this one.
Or this subreddit. Yeah.
We're going to come back to these shower thoughts. We're going to do an episode that are mixed shower thoughts, and we're going to do another Yahoo Answers episode.
All right.
We're going to get a special guest to come on here with us and do these. But for now, we're going to wrap up. I will leave you with my shower thought for the day. And I posted this in one of our Facebook group chats earlier, Devin. And that's, a taco is a beef love letter in a corn envelope that you mail to your stomach.
I agree with everything that was said.
Yeah. Yep. So, but that is where we're going to end the episode this week, folks. Thank you for listening. Devin, we need a moment of Zen or a life lesson with Devin.
Life lesson with Devin.
Life hacks with Devin.
I'm actually going to steal one from this guy's shower thought because I think it's true. And I'm going to tie it in with a life lesson. I'm going to start off by saying my life lesson, and that's going to be sometimes when you're out there and, you know, and you see someone, or you see something happening and, you know, just compliment somebody, hand out some compliments or let somebody know, you know, they got some, like their shoelaces untied. And I'm tying that in because this shower thought says you've probably saved someone's life by telling them something small, like your shoelace is untied or you look great today. And it's probably true.
Hmm. Fair enough.
I like now that. I kind of want to see a movie where, like, that concept, but then they go back and be like, my life's not important. It's like, well, what if you didn't do all the things you thought were unimportant? And then, like, it goes back and, like, he didn't tell, like, this chick, like, her shoes were untied, and she, like, trips down the stairs and breaks her neck. It's like, oh, God, no.
Well, I mean, not to bring this to, like, kind of a dark moment that ends upliftingly, I guess, but I watched a video. I don't remember where now. It might have just been on Facebook, or maybe on YouTube, but it was a video essentially of a woman standing on, you know, a street corner or whatever in the city with a sign that just said free hugs, you know, for anyone who needs one. And, you know, people would walk by and just kind of say, you know, what's the point? Blah, blah, blah. And then one person who was considering hurting themselves saw the sign, scoffed it off, and she came over and talked to him and stopped him from doing that. I mean, you never know. Just all it takes is sometimes somebody willing to listen, and it can drastically change somebody's point of view in the moment. You know, I mean, I know a lot of my darker, less kind moments, I guess, to myself, are drastically changed when even, you know, like if I reach out to you and you tell me, you know, you just simply ask me what's up, you know, and you know something's wrong with me and you get me to talk. And it's just the fact that you're there to listen changes my outlook in that exact moment. And it kind of just changes my whole state of mind.
There you go.
So the little things matter, people.
Little things matter. It's true.
So,
and if that brought you down, I'll leave you with one more interesting factoid via shower thoughts, and that is, one day we'll have to sort porn by planet.
Wait, why? What?
I mean, aliens are out there, Webby.
True.
Or one day we're going to make it to Mars, and you're going to have Martian porn.
What? Oh, man. Dude, let's get on this now. Let's make pornhub.com/Mars.
Yes.
And we'll just, yeah, let's get on this now. Let's just, we'll just own the web browser name.
Let's do it. Let's do that.
And then once we start learning of other alien species, we'll sell them the web.
Let's just own .mars. Let's just own everything .mars.
All right.
Let's do it. We're just going to buy dot Mars.
Yeah.
So any website that goes on Mars, we're going to make dot Mars the standard.
And if the government's listening, Martian, we will sell it to you dirt cheap. Make us an offer.
We will sell it the dirtest of dirt cheap. I mean, drop in the bucket. I'm talking like
Devin needs 60 bucks billion. To make a game.
I'm talking like 5.5 billion. Like, I mean, which really, if you look at like governmental funds, it's dropping the bucket.
Wow. See, this is why Devin is the business side of the Simply Unprofessional brand. And he hired the lawyers.
Webby's like, I would
have. Because honestly, I was like, top. Oh, you want Dot Mars? Devin wants a video game, and I'll take a Subway sandwich. Like,
Webby's like, I'll take $60 in a taco pack.
Yeah. Yeah. You know?
Like, I'm cool with that. I mean, I'm also cool with $60 in a taco pack. We just don't tell them that. Like, you walk in, like, you expect, to, like, all right. They're going to pay me $60 in a pack of tacos, right? Like, you think that in your head. You don't say that. You go and you ask for $200 in four packs of tacos and see where it goes from there.
And then when they come in and put the tacos on the table, you'd be like, did you get this mild sauce or the hot sauce? And if they're like, mild, then you just slap all the tacos on the floor and be like, do it again.
Do it again.
And do it right. All right. Well, with that being said, thank you all for listening and downloading. Devin, where can they find you on the internet?
You guys can find me on Twitter at @DMP_Pookie and on Twitch at @PookieKilledMe.
And as always, you guys can follow me on Twitter at @JaxForestWalker, all one word, on Twitch at @DMWebby, on Instagram at @Patrick.Webster52. Got some interesting things coming down the pipeline here for Simply Unprofessional. We'll get into that later.
Stalking Webby. That's why I said it after.
Oh, shit. I got to hide on eBay now.
Yep.
Well, you can find me on eBay at @JumpIntoAmazon. Until next time, everybody, fuck Booster Gold.
Yep. Fuck them.
Yep. Bow, bow. I'm never on cue for that first bow, bow. Down. I should not be allowed to do like any type of like air guitar or like mouth guitar noises.
I disagree. I think you should do them all the time. Like, I feel like you should. If I made a movie, I'm gonna cast you as a character that just talks in mouth guitar.
All right, that's my next D&D character, mouth guitar.